If you want daily Elon Musk news and updates, please take a second and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because we bring it to you every single day. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some Elon news here at the Elon Musk podcast.
Jared Isaacman, who's the founder of Shift 4 Payments, has already had a mission to space. Inspiration 4 was a four-person crewed mission to space, and they orbited the Earth a bunch of times. And on top of the Crew Dragon that they were all inside of, there was this giant dome, the largest window that's ever been put into space, with people behind it. They got to look out. They got to take photos through this domed bubble window. But now this new one, this Polaris Dawn program, this is even better. They're going to be doing an EVA outside of the capsule, which means go outside of the capsule, which is amazing, which hasn't been done before on a private space flight. So here you can see Jared doing some testing, right? So Jared in the Polaris Dawn program tweeted this: "Our crew completed this first week of EVA training, practicing maneuvers necessary to move in and out of Dragon during a spacewalk. They also reviewed development of EVA technology and lessons learned from the last 50 years. And there will be four people on this mission, but how many people will be going outside of the capsule? And who gets to be that lucky person? So down here in the tweet, is the whole capsule going to be depressurized during the EVA? And how many of you are planning to perform the spacewalk? SpaceX Ninja, SPCX247. All four, they say? Jared responds, correct. The entire cabin will vent down to vacuum, and there will be two crew members that will exit the vehicle. So basically, they're going to be exposed to space. They're going to open up the top of the capsule. Everybody inside is going to be exposed to space and the harshness of it. They'll be in spacesuits, and two people will exit the vehicle. Now, he didn't go into detail about how many people are going out at the same time. Is it going to be one person, or is it going to be two people? The buddy system seems like a really good idea when you're doing a spacewalk. So I'm assuming there's going to be two people out there. And as you can see, they've also implemented these grab bars as you're climbing out of the capsule. Pull yourself up and slowly make your way outside of the capsule and into the vacuum of space. Now let's go into a little bit more detail about the Polaris Dawn program. This is from their website. The mission is coming no earlier than March of 2023, and there's going to be the first commercial spacewalk. Here's what I was talking about earlier: 700 kilometers above the Earth. First ever commercial EVA with SpaceX designed EVA suits. So SpaceX is doing the suits. They're also doing the rocket. They're also doing the capsule. So it's an all-in-one kind of thing. And they're upgraded suits from the IVA, which is the internal vehicular suit, which is the thing that they use in the Falcon 9 Crew Dragon scenario right now. Building a base on the moon, a city on Mars, will require thousands of spacesuits. The development of the suit in the execution of the EVA will be important steps towards a scalable design for spacesuits on future long-duration missions. So they're using this suit technology for this first mission to get to Mars eventually. So these EVA suits, they need these suits to go off planet and to go through the solar system and to get to Mars, which is an incredible feat. But this is the first step. At 8:18 p.m. Eastern Time, SpaceX successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket with 54 Starlink satellites on board. And the countdown to this was kind of ominous. There was a 40% go due to weather, so SpaceX was holding tight on their launch schedule for that night. The primary weather concerns for Sunday evening's liftoff attempt were the Anvil cloud rule and the disturbed weather rule. And 38 minutes before liftoff, SpaceX had to do a go or no go for this launch. They chose to go. At around 7:49 p.m.,
this show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup from Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back, and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files, and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and it's really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Eastern time, SpaceX started flowing supercooled liquid oxygen and kerosene into the 230-foot tall rocket for the launch. And at 8:18 p.m., SpaceX launched the Falcon 9 rocket with the 54 internet satellites on top of it from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. And about 9 minutes into the flight, SpaceX confirmed that the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket landed on their drone ship, just read the instructions, in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina. And at 8:36 p.m., SpaceX confirmed the deployment of all 54 Starlink internet satellites. Now, I want to kind of back up a little bit. And if you're not very familiar with Starlink, let's break this down for you. SpaceX's internet satellite, Starlink, will provide broadband internet connection, gaming speed internet connection, video streaming internet connections to the masses that are in rural areas. Say, if you're just out of the reach of a cable company, and they won't run a cable to your home, SpaceX Starlink is probably the way you want to go. You can go to starlink.com and check the availability in your area, but it's a little dish. You post up outside of your house, and as long as it has a clear view of the sky, you have internet connection, and it's fast. The speeds are, like I was saying before, gaming speeds, and also you can stream numerous devices with Netflix, Hulu, whatever you want to watch. You can watch Lord of the Rings if you want to on Amazon Prime, but you have to have a fast internet connection to do that, and that's what Starlink is all about. So we have a buddy down in Florida, Jedi Master, Jedi M-A-S 49467948 on Twitter, posted this up on their Twitter account and tagged me in it. And I want to show you this. Enjoy, Will. I just filmed this Falcon 9 launch tonight. This is the Falcon 9 launch we were talking about. This is from their yard. So if you live in Florida, this is what you could see from your yard, possibly, if you're close enough from the launch. So this is pretty amazing. And when I saw my Falcon 9 launch, I saw the Crew 2 launch go up, and it was a pretty dark morning. But you can see it's like the sun is rising really fast and it's going through the clouds. It just peeked through the clouds there. It popped through the clouds, and it's going to hit max Q any second now, but you can't see it through the clouds. Thanks, Jedi Master, for that video. That's really cool. I appreciate all your support, and I appreciate this video because it's pretty cool to see the local stuff. SpaceX is currently building Starship in South Texas off the coast of South Padre Island, Boca Chica Beach area, Starbase, Texas. And with Starship, they will be able to provide more internet access to rural communities because Starlink V2 fits in a Starship very well. And they'll be able to deploy more Starlinks at the same time than they can do on a Falcon 9 rocket. So in the future, better connectivity, because Starlink version 2 offers better connectivity, but also you'll be able to connect via your phone, any sort of phone device that you currently have. Starlink will work with most smartphones. And T-Mobile and SpaceX came together and they made that deal. But also, SpaceX has been in talks with Apple about this as well. So maybe in the future, in the sort of near future, next few years, once they get Starlink up and in orbit via Starship, then we're going to have better connectivity via our phones. But they're also working on an HLS system, which is all for a whole other video. But the HLS is the Starship that lands on the moon. So thanks for watching, everybody. I do appreciate your time. I appreciate your subscription and also your like of this video. And if you could, leave a comment down below. What do you think about this video? What do you think about Jared Isaacman and the Polaris Dawn program? I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty groundbreaking, and I think it's pretty amazing what they're doing with private spaceflight. So thanks, everybody. Take care, and I'll see you next time.